I'm currently on the high street in Old Poole, and to the left of me is the historic Poole Quay, and ahead of me is the recently renovated Sea Music sculpture designed by Anthony Caro. Across the road on the corner of the high street is Poole Museum.
Hello, I have the key. Come on down. I think
it will work all right.
Yep, will do. Thank you. I'll get you to sign in.
Brilliant, thank you.
Hello, Trudy. Nice to meet you. Thanks so much for coming.
Poole Museum is home to a fantastic number of fascinating local treasures and artefacts. And today, I'm heading up to the top floor of the Victorian Warehouse to meet Dr. Trudy Cole, the Learning and Access Manager at Poole Museum, to find out more about the museum and her favourite exhibits.
My name is Trudy Cole, and I'm the Learning and Access Manager at Poole Museum. I've worked at Poole Museum for 9 years. I started in February 2008, and my job is to run the learning programme. So a big part of that job focuses on working with schools. And so I manage the team that deliver schools workshops and different schools projects, but also I think about learning in a holistic way. So working with university students, making sure that our text is accessible, working with different access groups, and all forms of interpretation, because they're essentially public education. So when you see a label next to an object, that's the sort of thing that I might have been involved with. My favourite object in the museum is the Poole logboat, which is an Iron Age logboat. It's not a Viking longboat, it's an Iron Age logboat. And I love that because when I was little, I wanted to be a Celt and live in the Iron Age, until I went to university and discovered the Celts didn't exist, but still love the Iron Age. And it's made from one single piece of oak. We think that it was probably a specially curated oak that was looked after to be cut down for that logboat. Oak was very important in the Iron Age, and it's been made as if it's a ridge plank-built boat, but it's not. It's from a single piece of oak. And when replicas have been made, they just sink straight away. And in the Iron Age, they like to take valuable things and throw them into watery places, and it was found in Poole Harbour. So my personal idea is that the logboat was never meant to actually float or be a working boat, that it was made as an offering from the beginning. And I really like that because we think that the people in the Iron Age were just like us, because we call them Celts, and obviously the Celts live in Wales and Scotland as well, but they weren't. They were really weird and very different, and I think the Poole logboat says all of that. Plus, it's the largest wooden object ever to be preserved in sugar. So basically, it's a big piece of wooden jam